We apologize for the fact that our programs are running a little late, but this is due to a technical fault in Tony Blackburn. It will therefore be necessary for our next three programs to be broadcast simultaneously. So here are Zed Cars, Gardener's Question Time, and A Book at Bedtime. We'll give you that just once again.
Zed Cars,
Gardener's Question Time,
and A Book at Bedtime. Spring came early to Broadmead that year. To Harvey walking down the lane, suitcase in hand, memories came flooding back of...
two pomces in the public bar and that one-eyed tart from the docks.
If he starts on me, he'll get a mouthful of...
leaf mould and compost in equal parts. Spread this on the...
dining room table with little cucumber sandwiches. It was just as Harvey remembered it. Mother, still like a Dresden shepherdess, fragile and sweet, gave an impish smile and murmured...
get stuffed, you big git! Nobody's pushing me into...
a bone china teapot. Just look at these. It was Dorothy from the French windows, as he had always pictured her, with an armful of...
fertilizer. On the other hand, you may prefer to bed down early with...
Sergeant Lynch. If he's not there, get hold of...
Dorothy's bosom. Heaving with emotion...
I can assure you they look lovely side by side. Particularly if you have one red one and one blue one. Don't forget, this is also a good time of year for...
robbery with violence, indecent exposure and grievous bodily harm.
Yes, please, said Dorothy. And she clapped her...
tulip bulbs. But they do tend to wilt in an early frost.
Look, son, there's a dead body being found in the car park. I want to ask you a few questions for a start, like...
will you marry me? Dorothy blushed like a...
dead ferret I once found behind the pot shop. I think he must have got there...
by cycling from Runcorn.
But he can't. He can't know for a fact that he was in the Red Lion that night playing the piano.
Which is a habit ferrets have that not many people know about. Another question that gardeners often ask me is... how can I treat a vegetable marrow that has...
been in love with Dorothy since she was a schoolgirl? I can see you now, smiled Harvey, in your little summer frock with the...
handcuffs, truncheon, and a couple of tear gas bombs just in case.
Why, Sarge, you expecting trouble in...
the back pocket of Harvey's trousers. Pulling it out, he said, I know this is only a photograph, but it'll give you some idea of what it looks like. Said Dorothy, it's...
the biggest stick of rhubarb in East Anglia.
Harvey said nothing. He simply...
smashed it over the head with a water jug. Stole her holiday money and got out of town disguised as a...
turnip and a bag of King Edward's.
Oh, Harvey, said Mrs. Hetherington, how sweet of you to get Dorothy...
in the club with two drag artists and a dodgy soprano.
There's only one way to stop him, Sarge.
Cut off the end with a pair of secateurs.
It'll never be the same again, said Harvey, smiling bravely.
This could have been due to too much weed killer, or...
doing it out in the open where everyone can see. That's your job. What's the good of a uniformed copper creeping round corners?
Kissing Harvey on the tip of his nose.
And using a dibber where it's needed most. But the short answer at this time of the year is...
grab the villain by the scruff of his neck, sling him into one of the charge rooms and...
become the mother of his child.
We've just had word that Albert Hall's helicopter has landed here at our location. Albert Hall, the man of the moment. Albert Hall, the man that has done for the free radio as the Bay City Rollers have done for music. Albert Hall, every woman's dream. Albert Hall, the man with an IQ of 203. Albert Hall. In fact, here he comes now. Albert, Albert, just can you say a few words for your listeners throughout the world?
You are indeed. Good morning. This is the Dave Cooper radio programme, the very last one on 6200. Thank you, Mike, for your show. On the Dave Cooper Show today, we're going to be completely mad for the next 45 minutes in True Empire tradition and play almost non-stop comedy. We started off there with a track from, of course, Hello Cheeky. I thought today I'd sort of put together a cabaret act, but to do that, you really need some actors. So I went down to the local theatrical agency to see what I could find.
Hello, anybody there?
Hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy. We're your bona performers.
Bona performers, we are. Oh, it's Miss Roan. Oh, how nice to Vardy a jolly old Eke again. Oh, well, what brings you trolling in here?
Well, I've been asked to organise a cabaret for the BBC on the 15th. Now, I was wondering if you could fix me up.
Oh, yes, Ducky. Mm. Oh, no, no, we'd be glad to fix you up any time. Yes, oh, BBC, is it? Oh, well, you want something a bit risque for that mob. How about Queenie? I think she is at liberty, isn't
Queenie?
She?
Well,
Queenie?
Well, what does Queenie do?
Oh, she does striptease with a difference. With a difference. See, she's normally, she's the bearded lady at Blackpool. She's got a long beard right down to her ankles.
Right down. Yes, and instead of stripping, she just comes on and shaves. Very good act. She can't do it often. Takes her 2 years to grow the beard again. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Really, it's not exactly what I had in mind. A little less exotic,
I
think.
We can get you the great Omi Poloni. He's one of ours, isn't he, Jewel?
Oh,
Omi Poloni.
Yes.
Lovely act. Describe the act, Jewel.
Well, he's your actual strong man, really,
strong,
isn't he?
Strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beggar's description.
Could you give me some idea of his act?
Well, he comes on, you see, wearing this leopard skin, you see. He's a great butch, Omi, with... Ooh, I mean, he's got these thews like an oak and bulging lallies.
Oh. Ooh,
lallies
with bulging. Well, he bends an arm bar, tears two telephone directories in half, he drives a nail through a plank with his bare fist, and then, as a finale for his piece de resistance...
That's right, you're French.
French. He's harnessed between two teams of wild horses pulling in opposite directions. But does he budge? Budge he does not.
Budge
he
does not.
No. And we bill him as the strongest man on earth.
Well, I'll take him then.
Oh, you can't have him on the 15th. Oh, no. That's the night for washing his hair.
All right, well, now, who else have you got that's available?
Well, we're available, haven't we, Sam?
Extremely. We'll be happy to oblige on the 15th. We are your great all-round entertainers, Sand and Jewel, a show in their selves.
All-round.
Yes. And what, I shudder to ask, do you do?
Oh, he bowled! Oh, he goes too far, doesn't
far
he?
Too far.
Well, we're versatile, Mr. Orne. You name it, and we do it.
Oh, all right. Sing?
No, not your actual singing, no.
Dance?
No, no.
Juggle?
No.
Conjure?
No.
Well, I thought you said if I named it, you could do it.
Oh, yes, Ducky, but you haven't named it.
Empire Radio on 6,200 kilohertz, our very last transmission on Sunday, the 30th of December, 1979. If you'd like to continue to write to Empire, you're most welcome to. Our address is Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. You know, one thing that's missing from the radio these days, I think, is a good bit of poetry. Be nice to hear the rhyme again on the radio, like works of Byron and Keats, for example.
My dear Keats.
'Tis Lord Byron.
Two poets meet.
Oh, what a treat. May I sit down?
Please, take a seat. I do admire the poems you write.
I wrote another one last night.
What have you called it?
The Heavenly Trumpet. Waitress!
What would you like?
Have you got any crumpet?
How about you, sir?
No crumpet for me, thank you, my dear.
Between you and me, I think is a...
I'd like some tea.
With lemon.
A slice.
And two pieces of cake.
That sounds very nice. The brain of the poet, it brightens, then flickers.
I'll bet you £5, she'll show you her...
Mine. My pen has lain idle long enough. I'll write a poem straight off the cuff.
I really don't know how you do it.
My dear Keats, there's nothing to it.
I can see by your furrowed brow that there's a poem coming up any moment now.
Daffodils at the base of trees nod their heads in the summer breeze. First a swallow, then a wren, swoop and rise, then swoop again. A primrose blinks a yellow eye, but only the bumblebee knows why.
You're a genius to think of that all of a sudden. I've got one here. I think it's a good one.
Pray continue, Mr. Keats. Enrich me with your verbal treats.
Two cows chewing grass. On a warm, sunny hillock. I thought this time tomorrow that grass will be millock.
Hillock, millock. That won't work.
Of course it will, you great big Burke.
Do you think that poem is better than mine?
I haven't finished.
Pray continue.
Fine. Lord Byron, you didn't give me a chance.
Try something more tender.
How about romance? He handed Daphne a deep red rose. He loved her, but how to tell her? Daphne smiled and in a deep voice said, "Don't bother, because I'm a fella."
Upon our art you cast a slur. I bid you good day, sir.
Is he leaving?
It's hard graft being a poet. Looking for rhymes makes you tired.
Your bill.
Your name.
My name is Annie.
There's no answer to that.
Empire Radio, the sound of free radio on 6,200 kilohertz. And once we mention free radio, one thinks of freedom. And aren't we lucky, really, that we're not in prison like some people?
Why don't we just have a quiet night in, eh? All right?
If you say so, Fletch.
That's what you've got to tell yourself, just having a quiet night in, see?
Trouble is, I've got 698 quiet nights in to go.
Less than some.
Do you think she'll wake?
What?
Do you think she'll wake?
Who?
Denise, my fiancée.
Oh, Denise, your fiancée, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. I shouldn't think she'll wait in for 698 nights.
Well, she's my fiancée.
I know, but when she promised to love you forever, she didn't know she was going to be deprived of you in here for 2 years, did she?
I can't sleep at night through thinking about it.
You don't want to start any of that. Don't start any of that. All them thoughts, you've got to give them carnal thoughts. No good lying there thinking and twitching about what you're not going to get, no. Carnal thoughts, give them the big E, see? The big elbow. Less you think about women, the better. God, blimey, look at her. Beauty Queen shocks council. Lovely Sharon Spencer, 22. She's more than 22, isn't she? Look at them, they're more like 44, ain't they? Each. Shocked the town council when they learned that she played the top title role in the new sensational film, The Virgin and the Vicar.
I wonder which she played.
Had we known, said a council spokesman, we would never have crowned her floral queen. I don't know what all the fuss is about, said Sharon, a former convent girl whose hobbies include water skiing and carpentry. I am proud of my body, and what I do with it in my spare time is none of the council's business. Yeah. Wouldn't even get planning permission for that, would you? What was I saying?
You were saying the less you think about women, the better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Carnal thoughts. Carnal thoughts are fatal, yeah.
You know, she reminds me of Denise a bit.
Huh? Which bit?
Denise, my fiancée.
You're not telling me that your Denise is a star of the silver screen, are you? Albeit a grubby one in a little back room?
Nah, nothing like that.
Not a model like them?
Nah. Although I did take some provocative Polaroids of her when we were caravanning in the Gower Peninsula.
Did you?
Yeah, nothing mucky-like. You know, she was just expressing herself, posing-like. You know what I mean?
Look at that. Hey, watch it, Sam. What will the neighbours think, eh? Oh, it's all right. It's all right as far as I'm concerned, mate. They all know which side my bread's buttered. No, I'm not worried about it. It's you I'm worried about, you know. A young boy like you, a growing lad, can come to harm, you know. Oh, yeah. I mean, half the fairies around here would go into a frenzy if I saw you doing that, you know.
I'm engaged to Denise.
Well, that means naff all to them, doesn't it, eh? I mean, they're all engaged to each other, aren't they? No, no, I mean, Denise's a thing of the past, isn't she? She's just a photograph under your pillow, just a letter in your top pocket, right? Just a warm tingle in your loins.
In me what?
In your loins.
What are loins?
Oh, Look, you know when you're lying there in the middle of the night thinking of Denise, right? And you're thinking of all the lovely times you've had together, yeah? Don't you get a little warm tingle?
Yeah.
Well, where you get it, that's your loins.
Okay, on the Dave Cooper Comedy Show, let's take a break and play some music.
But regarded him as a deluded spirit who imagined he had created the universe.
Say that for everyone on board Caroline. Happy New Year, lads, and I hope everything goes well in 1980. The sound of Queen, of course. We will rock you.
Attention, don't miss the Albert Hall programme. I will.
Broadcasting to a pre-united Europe on 6,200 kilohertz, this is Empire Radio International.
Yeah, a couple of oldie jingles there, and we're playing them for the last time today on Empire Radio, because this is, of course, our very last transmission after today. It's all finito. Maybe we'll be back one day. I don't know. I certainly hope so. But for now, this is the end. So we're reminiscing somewhat. Before that little jingle, we had a promotion for the Albert Hall programme. And, of course, Albert Hall comes up following myself today. And it's his first show on the air since March of this year. And it's a great show. Don't miss that one. What I'd like to do now, as it's a last programme, is tell you a little bit about the characters on Empire Radio. Well, in fact, I won't tell you myself, because I've got a couple of sketches lined up which sum up some of the people here on the Empire. And first of all, I'd like to play this description for you of Albert Hall.
Born 1863, only child of Ethel Cox, virgin. Educated at convent till age 7, end of education. Has had 18,312 interviews for jobs. Has never been employed. Spends his days walking around saying hello there to anyone who will listen. Wears a 33-year-old Burton suit. Is occasionally used by Metropolitan Police for target practice. Was once painted by Augustus John from head to foot with whitewash. Likes children, children like him. His economy drives consist of wearing only one sock. Was the personal friend of a brewer's dray. Was Home Secretary for 3 days until printing error was discovered. Lives near 29 Scrot Lane, Balham. Clubs none. Recreations, walking around saying, hello, dear, to anyone on this.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that is great, and it's so true of Mr. Albert Hall. The next extract is dedicated to the one and only Mike Thomas.
Born Shoreditch 1900, son of Fred Chopper Cobblers, OBE, road sweeper, and Vera Collin. Matter of fact, Vera Collin appears on several other pages. She's got around a bit, obviously. Left school at 14, joined Thomas Crapper and Son as tea boy. Joined Chislehurst Laundry as tea boy. Joined Woolwich Arsenal as tea boy. Conscripted World War I as private sappers and miners, tea boy. Rose to rank of acting unpaid lance corporal, injured in action by tea urn falling on head. Discharged 1918, since when he's been wandering the streets telling motorists with no authority at all, you can't park there, or put that cigarette out, or I don't know, I'm a stranger around here, or why don't you get your hair cut, or 2 years in the army are doing good, or bleeding foreigners, or I spent 4 years fighting for this country, mate. Now uniform, dormant at BBCA early and all. Wears full war medals all times and King's badge for the disabled. Informs all visitors to BBC. It's nothing to do with me, mate.
Yes, that's Mike Thomas indeed. Our last comedy profile today is dedicated to a guy who's been in the background of Empire Radio for a long, long time now. And in fact, you'll be hearing him on our very last programme today. He'll be having a few words with you, and that's Taffy Dale. And Taffy could really be Ron in this sketch.
Oh, Ron. Ever since I told my father that I'm definitely marrying you next March, you don't know what I've had to put up with from him. Why doesn't he pull himself together? Why doesn't he get a job? Why is he such a layabout?
Don't ask me, Eth. He's your father.
Ron, you're forcing me to say this.
One way win, one way win. Are you trying to blow my mind?
a little bit of memory for me in that one. A Dutch band called The Cats from an album I bought whilst on holiday in Holland. The album's called Love in Your Eyes, and that track was One Way Wind.
You're tuned to The Empire on 6200. And if you'd like to write to us, it's Empire Radio International, Kent Place, Norwell, York, Notts in England.
It is indeed our last transmission today, 30th of December 1979. I'm Dave Cooper, and there's about 50 minutes left off this comedy show, and then Albert Hall comes along for half an hour. After that, we change frequency onto 6240 kHz for our last programmes, and they are hosted by Mike Thomas, first of all, followed by myself, Dave Cooper, and then the grand finale when all the station staff will be getting together. Hope you had a nice Christmas, by the way. I spent mine rather quietly at home, still recovering, actually. And no doubt you are too, because we've still got the new year to go. So I hope you enjoy your celebrations for that. And after we've settled down from all those celebrations, then I suppose it's time to start planning our summer holidays, really, and getting all those brochures out. You've got to watch it, though, because some of them can be a little bit misleading.
Having freshly taken over the propriety of this notorious house, I am wishful that you remove to me your esteemed costume. Standing among savage scenery, the hotel offers stupendous revelations. There is a French widow in every bedroom.
Of course, if you go away to foreign parts on holiday and things aren't working out too well, there's always that nice, calm courier who can sort things out for you.
Don't panic! Don't panic! I'm in charge now! Bomb in the bank! Don't panic!
Of course, if you don't want a package tour, you could always get away from it all and have a camping holiday.
Oh, dear, dear, melodies divine. Have you tucked the end of the sheets in, Henry?
Yes, yes, Henry.
Oh, dear, dear. You put the hot water bottle in?
Yes.
Good,
yes,
good, good, yes. Good.
Oh, Min.
Very hot tonight. I think I'll have a cold water bottle.
That makes... What? Here, we will have to get these tents redecorated.
Why?
The wallpaper is peeling.
Oh, dear. I'll get a new roll from London, Henry.
Good, good, good.
Yes, it is good.
Did you put the tiger out, Min?
Yes, I did. I put the tiger out, Henry.
Good, and don't forget to tell the camel driver no milk tomorrow.
Oh, you.
What?
What's that? Oh.
It's all right, Min. It's just those noisy people in the tent upstairs. Who's that walking about upstairs?
I'm the famous Echo. I got friends in.
It's the famous Eccles, and he's got friends in, Min. Do you mind taking those noisy boots off?
Okay.
Ah, that's better. Yeah. I didn't know he had three legs, Henry.
He hasn't, Min, he hasn't. He has a one-legged friend. Good. Good night, Min.
Good night, buddy. Oh.
No. He's got two one-legged friends.
It's that or one three-legged friend, Min.
Well, good night, Min.
Good night, little naughty Henry. No. Good night, little Henry. Good night. Oh!
Is that the tiger, Min? Let him in. Let him in.
Come in, pussy. Oh, it isn't a tiger, Henry. It's a savage portion of the Christmas pudding.
Help! Eccles, help!
Help, Eccles!
Help, Eccles, help!
You two down there, stop that naughty noise. I'm trying to get some sleep. I'm a brain worker.
I'm sorry, Eccles. Not so loud, Min. Quietly. Help, Eccles, help.
Keep calm, old couple.
Eccles.
Keep calm. I heard your refined screams. Now, what's the trouble?
There's a savage portion of international Christmas pudding loose in the long grass.
Good heavens! Just what I'm looking for. Quick, surround Africa!
As this is the last broadcast from Empire Radio, we're doing things rather differently today, and of course we've been playing a lot of comedy on this particular programme. But Empire Radio is also noted, of course, for playing music. Now I wonder what it would be like if the whole of the Empire crew got together and tried to make their own record.
Listen, if you can bear to, because I can't. That, said Dougal, has been going on since I got up. I'm seriously thinking of suing someone. If it's only the BBC. But who is it? Said Florence. Who do you think? Said Dougal. It's that rabbit and that snail. Great clumps. Silence! It seems we are not like appreciated, snail friend, said Dylan. I think you're right, Maestro, said Brian. Dylan tried again. But it wasn't very good. Dylan? Ma'am, said Dylan, I am trying to interpret this very difficult music, and I must ask you not to interrupt. Cheek, said Dougal. He is an artiste, said Brian, and so am I. You're about as artistic as a bottle of red cabbage, said Dougal, and not nearly so pretty. Oh, come on. I'll give you a hand. Could stand it no longer. You must have the music upside down, she said. Dougal was deeply humiliated. I'll never get into the proms now, he said, and I was looking forward to giving them Land of Hope and Glory and a snatch of the 1813. I can't read music anyway, said Brian, while Florence turned the music round.
Oh, I can't take any more of this. Dave Cooper on the voice of alternative broadcasting in Europe. This is Empire Radio on 6200 kilohertz. And here's one final reminder of what's coming up next.
Later on, it's the Albert Hall programme, so why not stay tuned to Empire Radio? Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, I just love that ending. And talking of endings, that's where I must leave you for now to make room for Albert Hall. I do hope you've enjoyed the last 45 minutes of comedy. I certainly have, although there's been quite a few tracks I wanted to play but haven't had time to, notably by our old friends Tony Hancock and Jasper Carrot. But maybe I can fit them into my final hour with you, which will be broadcast on 6240 kilohertz, and that's coming up in around about 1.5 hours' time. But for now, this is my very last broadcast on 6,200 kilohertz on Empire Radio. So I'm going to leave you with a record that I left you with on our very first transmission on the 28th of May, 1978. An appropriate one to finish, The Supremes, and Someday We'll Be Together.
Is free.